Although it's a bit cloudy today, I'm here in beautiful and normally sunny Southern California by one of the many artificial lakes that can be found in the San Fernando Valley, and this one even has its own artificial island in the middle. Did you know that there are hundreds of tiny islands around Scotland that didn't arise naturally? They're fakes, and they're constructed out of boulders, clay, and timbers by Neolithic people about 5,600 years ago. Many researchers have known about these artificial islands, known as crannogs, for decades. But many archaeologists thought that the crannogs were made more recently, in the Iron Age, about 2,800 years ago. Not only are these crannogs much older than previously thought, but they were likely special locations for the people who made them, according to nearby pottery fragments recently discovered by modern divers, likely dropped into the water intentionally, possibly for a ritual. Initially, many researchers thought that Scotland's crannogs were built around 800 BC and reused until post-medieval times in the 1700s. But in the 1980s, hints began to emerge that some of these islands were made much earlier. And then in 2012, well-preserved Neolithic pots, some of them burnt, turned up on the lake floor near some of the islands. Loch Arnish, Loch Borgestale, and Loch Langebat. According to radiocarbon dating, four of the crannogs were created between 3,640 BC and 3,360 BC. Other evidence, including ground and underwater surveys, paleo-environmental coring and excavation, supported the idea that these particular islands dated to the Neolithic. Each of the artificial islands were fairly small, measuring approximately 33 feet across, with one of the islands in Loch Borgestale even having a stone causeway connecting it to the mainland. It undoubtedly took a lot of work to make these islands, but these structures were clearly important to the ancient people, as there are 570 known in Scotland alone, and that's not counting the ones in Ireland. So far, just 10% of the crannogs in Scotland have been radiocarbon dated, meaning that there may be more ancient crannogs than these newfound Neolithic ones. Some modern crannogs have wooden structures like this, but what are they?
This is a crannog, an ancient type of Scottish house built on a loch. This one is on Loch Tay.
Hello there, my name's Alan. I'm here to tell you about the crannog and how the people lived in the crannog in ancient times. Your crannog is dated, or it's based on a crannog that was dated for about 2,500 years ago. And this is how people built them, using the timber for round about the loch, drove them into the bed of the loch, created a platform, and built their house on them and lived in them. They also worked the land as well. They were farmers, they grew crops, they kept livestock, and they gathered a lot of food for the wild as well. They hunted, as well as gathering wild berries and nuts and all the rest of it. The word crannog actually means basket. A cran is an ancient word for basket. And the basket effect is what the crannog is. It's all woven, all the timbers are all woven in and out. There's no nails in the crannog. It's held together with the rigidity of the timber itself and the bits of rope that they've made from different things like tree bark. They make good rope for this. If you broke all that down, you can start to weave and twist and make good rope, and that's strong enough to hold the timbers in place. The reason the people built these crannogs out on the water was mainly safety. First of all, safety from wild animals. In Scotland in ancient times, we had good predators like bear and wolf. And if you've only got small livestock, which there was in these days, you would be concerned about a big bear coming and stealing them, or a wolf. So you would take them in there for safekeeping. As times got on to more conflict, they became good defensive places against folk wanting to steal your cattle from you. Midges, I mean, working on the land here, you would be annoyed greatly with midges. But as soon as you go on the crannog itself, there's less midges. There is no midges, in fact. And also the fact that in the winter time, you're dealing with, on the land, hard frost on the ground, really cold. But as soon as you go out towards the Cranog, the frost gets less and less, and it's actually a lot warmer, suspended above the water. Keeps you cool in the summer as well, because it can be hot and muggy on the shore here, but when you're out on the Cranog and the height of summer, it certainly keeps you a lot cooler because the air's circulating round about. So it may be that important people lived on the Cranog because they got all the benefits. No midges, and nice and cool in the summer, and a wee bit warm in the winter.
Let's gather round the fire while he tells us how people lived back then.
Hello there, welcome to the Cranog. We're here to show you a wee bit of the way people lived then. In this size of Cranog, you're talking about 20 people living in this size. Young children, you're talking about parents, you're talking about even grandparents, aunties and uncles. And you would all sleep all in the outside. The central area here would be for mainly working. So you'd be making food, making things, using the light of the fire to help you along, and also getting heat from it. Over in this area over here, this is where they brought in their animals. Cattle, sheep and goats to keep them safe from wild animals. Now there are platforms up above the sleeping areas, so that's a kind of ancient type of bunk bed. There's bracken down on the floor, and this is exactly the way the ancient folk had their flooring. Round about the fireplace here, we've got some items. They would have maybe been making butter using the ancient butter dish that was found, 2,500-year-old butter dish. These folk were very good weavers and spinners. They spun a very fine wool. We have evidence of this. The oldest bit of cloth that's been found for Cranogs is 2,500-year-old. And here you are, here you've got a good example of the kind of cloth they were weaving. Very fine and soft. Very warm, keeps you warm.
My name is Robert Sepper. I'm an anthropologist. Please subscribe, share, and like. Buffy and I will see you again soon. Thanks for listening.